seachtain an Indo-Ascaliger.
Táim I mon iarachtaí a dhéanamh teacht ar a chorp, agus súlagam amach an seo gur féidir é a chur in uaig ceart lena bhaintir féin.
Scíltaí, fios, tuairimí.
Tá sé dochreite nach bhféadfach ara i gcuirna meáin an cheist sin a eicáil.
Bhí an talam a gnám go raibh orthcháir in reachtam. Iadach sé tarann go raibh an orthcháir san i lis dúthail agus go mina fnacht gáir a chlig sár ducha sin éair. Ná ní bhíon ann tar d'oraach sé sin. Vin Marav.
Shachtan. Find us on all the usual podcast platforms.
This week on Crime World.
There was a Republican police from 1920. I mean, the IRA was effectively trying to run an underground government. And actually, there was a crime wave. 1919, 1920, there's a wave of bank robberies, post office robberies, robberies of individuals, robberies of pubs in Dublin and in rural areas as well. So the IRA tried to actually clamp down on that. They, on occasion, solving bank robberies and giving the money back to the banks. Now,
I'm Nicola Tallant, and you can listen to my podcast, Crime World, wherever you get your podcasts.
On the latest episode of Real Health with me, Carl Henry, I'm delighted to be joined by Professor Anne-Marie O'Dwyer, chatting all things the psychiatry of cancer.
I want to say that it's very common to be very distressed, to have a very prominent psychological response to cancer, that they are not alone, that lots of other people feel in that way, and that it's important for them to have information. Information is power, but it has to be the right information.
As ever, we're available on all podcast platforms.
Anish, current vote hall shin that Dáil Éireann nominates Deputy Simon Harris for appointment by the President to be Taoiseach.
I confirm, therefore.
Today is indeed a very special day for me, and my message is simple. I want to work every day to improve the lives of all in this country. Fueled by hope and driven by a vision of a better Ireland, I will provide a new leadership and a new energy. I intend to act decisively in the best interests of our people.
The whole country is looking in. Can we please behave with a bit of decorum?
Just because we're having this jamboree today is not a reason to take business off the agenda, which is of extreme importance to ordinary people in this country.
Deputy, it's not appropriate to describe the election of a Taoiseach as a jamboree.
Today, for the third time in 4 years, you present your choice for Taoiseach. For the third time, you rearrange the cabinet deck chairs. For the third time in 4 years, you pat each other on the back and tell the people what a great job you're doing.
I always knew he would be Taoiseach one day. This is perhaps coming a little bit sooner than he might have planned or expected, but I know he will rise to the occasion.
Well, we've known for a couple of weeks, but now it is official. Simon Harris is the country's new Taoiseach and the youngest ever leader of this country. It was a busy day for the Fine Gael leader between speeches, a vote, a meeting with President Michael D. Higgins and the creation of a new cabinet. I'm Kevin Doyle, and on this extra episode of the Indo Daily, I'm joined by the Irish Independent's political editor, Philip Ryan, to go through Harris's cabinet choices, the TDs who were promoted, and what happens after this. Philip, everything went pretty much as planned. The only thing I spotted that we hadn't foreseen, or you hadn't foreseen in the pages of the Irish Independent over the last fortnight, was the nomination of Michael Healy-Rae for Taoiseach.
Yeah, this was a bit of a political stunt by the rural independents. Danny Healy-Rae got up and out of nowhere, no one was expecting it, announced that he was putting forward his brother, Michael, as a potential nominee for the Taoiseach. Matty McGrath, another member of that grouping from Tipperary, he also got up and seconded, which is need to be done. But I don't think it was put down formally. And anyway, there was no vote because the first vote and
it was never going to happen.
It was never going to happen. He didn't have the figures. But I think it was essentially being used as a stunt
to
have an old pop at the other independents and see how they felt about that.
The ones who were voting for Simon Harris, and there were plenty of them. He got 88 votes in the end, which is more, I think, than people might have expected when the conversation around electing a new Taoiseach started. But let's go back to the King is dead, long live the King. Leo Varadkar had his last moment in the Dáil where he informed TDs that he had resigned, and he used that to kind of set out some of his thoughts on his time at the top of politics?
Yeah, it was an interesting speech. It was thoughtful. It was looking forward as well as back. He was obviously pointing out his greatest hits and all the various good things he did for the country around Brexit, COVID, etc., and other issues too. But he was also looking forward. And one of the two things that stood out to me, one was around defence. He was talking about how Ireland really needs to wake up to the threat of war across Europe, and that our allies in Europe are taking very different and very moving very forward with their steps around defence. And then also he had he dipped into the kind of be kind narrative, talking about how politics was getting overly nasty, talking about how politicians on both sides of the House need to give each other a little bit more credit and not to seek to demonise each other just for the sake of political votes.
I was quite struck by that, Philip, because it's something that Kieran Cannon, the Fine Gael TD from Galway, gave as one of the reasons that he was getting out of politics, was this the evolution of debate and how it had become quite nasty. Leo Varadkar touched on it. Simon Harris hinted at it as well in his speech, said he's not going to be the type of leader who's going to engage in barbs back and forth across the Dáil. But then almost instantly, Mary Lou stood up, ripped into Simon Harris, didn't really wish Leo Varadkar best of luck on his way down the road. Richard Boyd Barrett got up and started giving out that it was all a jamboree and had to be reprimanded by the Cáin Comhairle, who said the election of Taoiseach of this country should not be referred to as a jamboree, as a very important part of our democracy. Matty McGrath got up, lashed in and said they should be discussing the weather. And he didn't mean it in a frivolous way. He meant in terms of the amount of rain we've had and how that's affecting farmers. There wasn't a lot of, let's say, political niceness for Simon Harris on the day that was in it.
No, but you wouldn't expect it. It is a parliament chamber. It is a place for debate. It's a place where people of different viewpoints set out their points of view. I felt it was a little bit, what would you say, not ironic, but Leo Varadkar wouldn't be shy about coming forward when it comes to having attacks on his political opponents.
He likes a good one-liner.
He very much so, and he practices them and he sets them up and he delivers them in the Dáil and always has. And he's been... you know, he's been involved, especially with Mary Lou. He's happy to have a go at her. And even Tánaiste to Micheál Martin, he's had very quite strong pops at him over the years as well. So look, they're all as bad as each other as far as I can see. And it is part of the cut and trust of politics. It's certainly social media has made things an awful lot more difficult for everybody involved in the political sphere. And it could start. I think it'd be better if everybody just came together and said they weren't going to use social media anymore and cut off that aspect. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Now, lots of speculation around Simon Harris's first big decision as Taoiseach, which is the appointment of a new cabinet. The first question I'm going to ask you, Philip, is the question that a lot of people have asked me over the last couple of days. Who is Peter Burke?
Maybe you're a little while out of politics because everybody knows him down in Leinster House. Peter Burke is a Longford Westmeath TD. He's on his second term now. He has been working in the Department of European Affairs. He was over in the Department of Housing for before the last reshuffle, before the reshuffle of the Taoiseach changeover. He is very popular within Fine Gael. He's quite popular across the House. He is now our new Enterprise Minister. Yes, he's replacing Simon Coveney, who everybody knows. But I think people are going to get to know Peter Burke.
Would that be a popular choice within the Fine Gael ranks?
Certainly being within the Fine Gael ranks, I think Peter Burke has built himself up as a popular figure. There was a lot of talk about him going for Taoiseach. I think that's a little bit ahead of him, to be quite frank. But this is an elevation. It's a big elevation, and it is a job where there's going to be a lot of difficulties. There's a lot of talk about the impacts of businesses. There's a lot of talk about the policies that the government are bringing in, auto-enrolment pensions. That's going to be costly for businesses. Sick pay leave, that's costly already for businesses. And there's some discussion about changes to that. So look, he has some big decisions to make. He's also going to be tapping into the Fine Gael base. This is a big part of the new Taoiseach's strategy, is to be attractive to businesses and try to get those votes. And a lot of that pressure is going to come on Peter Burke.
Now, the other job vacancy was Simon Harris's own job in further and higher education. And it's well documented that he had a choice here between geography and gender. He went for geography. He's appointed a minister for Munster. But probably more remarkable is, and I saw a video of you asking a narky question at the Ardèche about whether a previous, shall we call it, falling out between between Simon Harris and Patrick O'Donovan might damage the Limerick man's job opportunities. It hasn't. Is it a case of Simon Harris keeping his enemies closer?
Yeah, look, this is an interesting one. Patrick O'Donovan, again, he's been around Leinster House a long time. He can be a bit of a divisive figure. He does have his supporters. He has his detractors as well. The big thing playing into his hands in the last week or so, especially when Simon Coveney decided to step aside, was that he is a Munster man. He's a Munster man in Fine Gael, currently with a Minister of State portfolio. And it's a huge part of the country. It was once a Fine Gael stronghold. Doesn't seem like that much anymore, given I don't think there are actually only one TD who is running for Fine Gael in Cork at the moment. Simon Harris has obviously decided to let bygones be bygones.
Maybe explain for listeners exactly
what
happened there. Do it in bullet point form, please. Okay. We don't have all day.
So essentially, Patrick O'Donovan tried to set up his thing to show that Simon Harris was leaking from Cabinet. He gave him some information. The information got to a journalist. And then Patrick O'Donovan went to the Taoiseach of the time, Leo Varadkar, and said, look, your Cabinet Minister is leaking from Cabinet. This made it in the papers, became very awkward for Fine Gael. What were they going to do about it? Both ministers ran away from it. It got brought up in the Dáil at one point by Sinn Féin. Simon Harris said he was going to call for some sort of committee investigation in it. I don't think he ever did. I brought it up last weekend at the Ardèche because the two men were standing side by side. I said, this is a strange event between you two guys. Is it going to impact on the decision-making process for the new cabinet? And it clearly hasn't.
He's in. So that box is ticked. The Minister for Connacht, as she shall be called, Hildegard Nocton, she remains as chief whip. So she sits at the cabinet table, but not the full, she's not a full cabinet voting rights, if you like. Is that a surprise?
Yeah, there was a lot of talk that maybe she would get a jump up. She's one of those, what do they call, super juniors at cabinet at the moment. She does have a ministry. She has responsibilities in the Department of Health along with her job as chief whip, which is an important job in a government. But yeah, I think there will be some level of disappointment from her own end that she didn't get something and she didn't move up to the higher ranks.
Helen McEntee stays in Justice. Heather Humphreys stays in Social Protection. Pascal Donoghue stays in Public Expenditure. So it's not exactly a radical shake-up of the cabinet with his first move, is it?
Not at all. Like, look, he's trying to balance a little bit of stability there of people who've been around for a long time, people who can offer him some sage advice. And I think, and we had a story over the recent days, that the situation around Helen McEntee is quite interesting, that she does. Look, there's a lot of criticisms of how she's ran that department, a lot of the events that happened on her watch, which aren't necessarily her problem, but haven't fed into the impression that she's a sturdy and strong Justice Minister, and there would have been a lot of push from within the ranks of the party for her to go. But on the other side of that, she is someone who's been in the department for the last 3 or 4 years. She knows it. She's read the brief. Someone moves in there, they only have 11 months to oversee a huge brief and what all that might entail. She's also from what they like to refer to as Fine Gael royalty from the McEntee family. And he's already lost a Coveney, which is another Fine Gael royalty. So he needs that in there. And then the other big one was the emergence of the far right and the anti-immigrant protests, who'd be very much calling for her to go. And of course, Sinn Féin, who had tabled a motion of no confidence in her just a few months ago. So what would that look like if he had turned around and got rid of her? Is he saying, like, Sinn Féin were right all along and the far right are right too, to get rid of her? And he's taken the decision to stick by his woman and leave her in there for the foreseeable.
So finally then, for what we know of it at this stage, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, she was the other name tipped to find a way into cabinet. That hasn't happened for her, but it does look like she's moving to a more high-profile job.
Yeah, so she is going to be the new European Affairs Minister, which is a big job in the government. If you're looking at it on the news, she's the minister who stands behind the Taoiseach nodding when he's in Brussels. But it is a big job and it's an important job, and I think Europe is going to be more and more on our radar over the coming years with the instability across the continent. So it is an important role. I think that's going to be her SOP for not getting a full cabinet position.
So finally, Philip, if you were to sum it all up, has the day gone well for Simon Harris, or has he set some traps for himself?
I think there will be some people who'll be annoyed. I think the likes of Neil Richmond, he's going to be annoyed. He was kind of Mr. Brexit for Fine Gael. He was out there fighting Tories on the beaches during the whole negotiations, and he would have thought, and he was first out to say Simon Harris should be the new Taoiseach, and he doesn't seem to have been rewarded at all for that. You would have thought a European Affairs gig for him. He's been in the Dáil, or at least in the Oireachtas for longer than Jennifer Carl McNeill. And there will be others. Look, tomorrow we'll see the reshuffle of the junior ranks, and that will give Mr. Harris more room to reward people who've been loyal to him, and we'll just have to see how that goes. And it's not a lot of time he has to make a difference, so he will want to hit the ground running.
Well, the Harris era has begun. My thanks to Irish Independent political editor Philip Ryan. I'm Kevin Doyle, and this extra episode of the Indo Daily was produced by Tabitha Monaghan with sound by Rory Bowens. Archive clips were from Oireachtas TV, RTE and the Irish Independent. If you enjoy the Indo Daily, don't forget to follow and leave us a review.
Seachtain, an Indo as Gaeilge.
Time I mon iarachtaí a dhéanamh teacht ar a chorp, agus suilligam amach an seo, gur féidir é a chur in uaig ceart lena bhaintir féin.
Scíltaí, fios, tuairimí.
Tá sé dochreite nach bhféadfadh ara i gCorna Meán an cheist sin a eicil.
Bhí an talam a gnám go raibh orthchar na reachtam. Iadach sé tarraing gribhan orthchar san i lis dúthe agus gimine fanacht gór a chlig sár ducha sin éachar. Ná ní bhin ann dar dorach sin, bhin marav.
Seachtain. Find us on all the usual podcast platforms.